Ma Ponk.
She was the matriarch of our family and the matriarch of our life after our great-grandmother passed away. She was the daughter that stepped in and filled that. She was the one that ensured education. She was the one that ensured you went to church. But I went to live with her. This was her promise. You will get an education. After I graduated from Glen Allen Elementary School, I had to travel 100 miles round trip every day to Greenville, which was the school in the city. But she'd get up every morning before I would and stand on the front porch in a flannel gown and pull these strings on a 60-watt light bulb on her front porch so that the bus would know that someone was at her house. She did that every day for 4 years.
Wow.
And I never missed one day out of school.
It does take a village, doesn't it?
It most certainly does.
And when you went 100 miles round trip to school, there was a White House school.
Right behind my house. I can run to it. Maybe a mile.
So by now you're 15, 16 years old when you're doing that. Did you resent that?
It's funny. No, I didn't resent it because I didn't know to resent it. You know, whether you're white or black, as a baby, you're born into a culture that already exists. And that culture tends to determine how you respond to the life that surrounds you. And that had been the culture for my parents, my great-grandparents, and my great-great-grandparents. Segregation was simply a way of life. It wasn't a way of discussion. It was a way of life. And so you didn't discuss it.
It was all you knew.
That's all I knew.
Mama Pearl.
Mama Pearl was the great-grandmother.
Okay.
Yeah, she was the great-grandmother.
You've talked about her.
Yeah. After I was born, I lived at her house.
Did you work on the Wildwood Plantation?
I did. That's where the straw boss was.
That's what we're talking about. We just gave it a name now, where you were working on the Wildwood Plantation. Wasn't it a big thing in your life to be able to work in a grocery store?
Oh. Working in a grocery store was tantamount to getting hired by Bill Gates. It changes your life. Oh, it changes your life. You can have lunch and you're not sweating. You're working inside. You're not outside. You wear decent clothes. It was a whole different world.
How old would you have been then?
Probably, I'm thinking 14, 15, something like that.
But you'd been picking cotton since 5 years old until that age.
Right. And then I got the job at the grocery store.
And what did you do in the grocery store?
Well, Mr. Hilton, who owned the grocery store, was kind of an interested man. That's all I can say. They treated me well, but they had a kindred relationship with the Ku Klux Klan. And he used the N-word once in my presence. But he pulled me aside. He said, "You will never hear me use that word again." He didn't say he wasn't going to use it. He just said, I would never hear him use it again. When they would cook food for themselves, I ate with them. But I couldn't use the restroom.
So what did you do?
He walked to the back of the store, which was backed up to Lake Washington. And that was a wooded area that was snake infested. He just looked out the back and said, "I don't know what you'll do, but you can't use the restroom."
Did he have other blacks working for him?
I was the only black person
working. Was this a big deal for him to hire a black?
It was. Most time those jobs were held for white guys, young white guys.
He must have come to know you or your family.
I had a job before that working at the post office.
Oh.
I cleaned the floors and all the wooden floors of the post office. I would see him coming in and out of there, and apparently he was watching me. But that precipitated that opportunity.
So you didn't know you were displaying a work ethic as you were cleaning those floors. There's a good life lesson to any child that's listening to this.
And that's what I tell my son today. As you may not be doing what you want, but never cheat yourself out of doing the best you can.
Yeah,